Welcome back to the back alley, where actually welcome to the back alley because this is our first episode. I am Andrew, one of the Thomas twins, and him, my younger brother Henry is over here.
Hey, hello.
Today we got a pretty good episode going. We're going to talk about the latest of video games, how they impact lives, and a little bit of our background. So here we go. Right, so this is just kind of going improv style because we really don't have anything starting because our other episode was disbanished because I accidentally deleted it and it was.
Apple hates us.
And it was about Henry talking about his ride-alongs with cops, and he decided that a state trooper was better than a city cop, so that's going to be his lifestyle. Meanwhile,
4 years, maybe.
yeah, 4 years maybe, if that's the same route.
No, not maybe, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay. We have, so we've been playing basketball, we've been doing all that, but on the meantime, my brother over here likes to grind the crap out of video games. Like,
I wouldn't say that in the bigger
I would say
picture.
we still like to get out, but we, whenever there's about 2 to 3 hours, we at night we'd get on a video game, and there hasn't been any more video games out since what?
July 19th is when I started grinding.
Yeah, they're really, it's just
And
been Fortnite, and
they're
that was just, it's just started to die. It just hasn't, it's just been too generic, and it's just not working.
No,
So,
it's not been enough generic.
meanwhile, GTA 6 is still yet to come
Yes,
out.
I've waited for that since 2020. I actually thought it was going to come out then, but it is now 2024, going 25, and there's no GTA 6. The game will be the best-selling game around, other than college football.
Yeah, so that's his philosophy, other than college football that just came out. So, Henry, why don't you give us a nice intro to the college football and tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell me what your first thoughts were when you clicked on the game. Actually, before, let's let the viewers know why you or how you got the 3-day early access.
Yeah, I was planning on buying it Friday when the regular release date was out, and I just couldn't wait. It was about an hour before the pre-order release came out, and I refunded the other one and I bought the 3-day early access. So I played it when it came out. All I thought was it was fresh. No negatives to the game. Then when you get a little deep dive, obviously there is. The defense is harder than hell. And
What
just
do
wanna
you hold on? What do you think of like the intro music, like?
Oh yeah, I like the background, I like the little drum. And it sounds like a marching band in the back, which fits the college atmosphere.
Let's hear, like, what was your first game like? Who'd you play with?
Obviously I wanted to play with Colorado and Illinois since I'm a Illinois fan and a Bron fan, so I wanted to match those two at Memorial Stadium. Obviously Colorado took the win because Illinois doesn't got much to offer for.
Yeah, that is true.
And
Would
then
you did you were you surprised with the, like, the coming out of the tunnel?
oh yeah, the intros are good. They're clean. I mean they're as fresh as this wood nightstand I made in 6 hour woods class,
Yeah,
fifth
we're,
hour.
if anybody's wondering, we might have a video coming soon on our podcast, so you'll be able to see our setup, but we have Henry's what, fifth hour you said?
Yeah,
Fifth
fifth
hour
hour,
woods project. We had to drill a couple more
fifth
screws in
out.
because the top is coming off
Yeah,
per
I'm sorry.
usual.
Yeah,
So
I'm sorry.
anyways, back to our college football. So we'd like to give you a little update on it. We think it's the most addicting game as of right now in 2024. There's a little bit of updates going on. There's one that's gonna nerf the spin move. They
No,
added a
fuck.
couple more tiers. They have different modes, such as the Road to or Road to Glory, which you can play as a halfback, wide receiver, middle linebacker, quarterback.
I recommend not picking like a 3 or 5 star. 5 star is too easy, and 2 star is way too hard.
Yeah, so you have to pick like
Three,
whatever
four, I'd
overall you are. That
recommend.
was not bad. You can also be a coach. The media makes it sound like it's all that, where you can go to parties. It's not. You just really just.
Yeah, I don't really F with the dynasty mode. And I'm not a fan of it. There's just too much to it. It's too real. It's just a video game,
Yeah,
college.
they're just trying to play against a couple teams of college
But
football. Yeah.
I like that I could upload my own teams. You know, Villagrove, I uploaded. If everybody knows where my heart is, it's down in VG land. Go Blue Devils.
Shout out to Benny Thomas.
Yeah, I named the field. I could customize the field and the jerseys. I like doing that on my computer. It was fairly easy to upload. I didn't think it'd actually go on the game, but then I uploaded it and I realized on my download center I saw Villagrove Blue Devils.
Awesome.
So
So,
making the high school teams are fun because some people around have already made your high school teams. But shout out Vinny Thomas leads what was the leader in receptions there. I think he is in yards still.
yes,
I named
yeah,
it.
I'm pretty sure he is. So,
Yeah.
that's pretty cool that our uncle is
Yeah, it's
that.
yeah.
I would never tell him that.
I wouldn't brag much about that. You know, it's just a 1A school. If he was more in a 3 or 4A, had the leading receptions, I'd
Give
brag
him a
on.
little bit more credit,
I'd
but
give him a little, sorry, Vinny, if you're
yeah.
listening to this. But just the VG ain't gonna cut it.
It just isn't. Anyways, we like to give also a couple. We're only gonna make this podcast pilot about 15, 20 minutes. Right now it's at 7. The past couple of weeks, we've been pretty busy. We have, well, I guess we'll give you a little update. So, we were, let's see, let's go to the calendar. 2 weeks from now, we were just kind of chilling. We were very, my mom's very anxious about this wedding. Our older brother had a wedding. We were.
Congrats, Zach and Maddie Thomas.
Yes, that was very good. Everyone hosted it well. We were the best men, and we also performed that. What would you call that?
Which part are you?
The best men. We performed that pretty well.
Yeah, I
That
performed the.
job.
I did that role. It's kind of like a little bit of a musical. You got to fit a role.
Yeah, you
And I
did.
just don't think any of the other groomsmen want to fit the best man role the best, other
Yeah.
than myself.
Yep. And I think we did pretty good. And there was a lot going on. We stayed back at our uncle's. Shout out to who we were just talking about,
Yeah,
actually.
Vinny Thomas, shout out to you. You are one of a
You
kind.
hosted a good after party. There was only about six people there awake when we got there. So,
And
what in the world?
I hope
What's that?
anybody who's listening to this does know Vinny Thomas like we do, because you would understand where this is coming from. And I just wanted to, people who have been to a wedding, you know what it's like. It's emotion. It can get emotional.
Yeah, Henry started. He started tearing up. If anyone knows what that wedding crasher scene is like, where the dude puts the eye or like the eye drops down his eyes, so it looks like he's crying, starts sniffling. That's kind of what it
Yeah,
reminded
I
me
was
of.
standing up there. It wasn't necessarily the groom and bride that got me. It was more the music.
You're affected by music now?
Yeah, and then watching that incorporated with the, as people know, if I it's just it's a pleasant scene.
So, we're figuring out this podcast stuff, and we're gonna try to get on Apple Podcasts. Well, I guess the viewers would only be listening to on Apple Podcasts, so we'll see if that gets on there. Yeah, my brother and my sister-in-law now are in Mexico. They're enjoying their honeymoon, and we're sitting here just having a few good weeks before we leave for school. And yeah, so. We have, let's see, we got till about next Wednesday, and then our mom decided to book a trip to Alabama, Gulf
Yes,
Shores.
shout out to Orange Beach.
We might hit up a couple golf courses there. We might,
We
honestly,
might have a few tour dates down there
yeah,
coming up.
we might, and we also will have soon to be like a little live session. So maybe we could get a YouTube going with the golfing maybe, or we'll bring the podcast set up down to Alabama and we'll just do it there.
I'm waiting for our first guest. It's probably gonna be just like I mentioned the guy earlier, Vinny
Yeah,
Thomas.
he plays a big role in our lives.
He plays a big role. He's a star athlete at.
The only problem is, how are we gonna get him like connected with this mic? Because
Oh,
we only have a two person podcast, like my the XLR
we can go
mics.
back and forth pretty
Okay,
easily.
that'll have to be
We
you.
don't even need these.
Oh yeah, we need these.
No, you don't need them.
Yeah, we probably do.
That's a
We could connect one to the two. I think this thing's Bluetooth. Anyways, back to yeah, we leave for college actually. Freshman year in college. We're going to Illinois College. It's
yeah, baby.
gonna be exciting.
Throwback to those freshman year days that some people had.
We are also playing basketball in college, if anyone has not known. So, Henry, give me like a tell them how the process went. Make freshman through senior year like in a matter of
Of
2 minutes.
high school?
No, like the process of getting recruited. Make that a matter of like 2 minutes. I'm not sure if you're
You
able to do that,
just
but.
you email a lot of coaches, and sometimes you'll send out 200 and you only get one reply back, so you
Which is normal.
feel like you wasted your time. So those people out there getting recruited, don't get down about it. Your right place will come, and then soon when one comes, a few more come. So we ended up visiting five places around. Just you go walk through the school, basically get offered, especially at the D3 level. There's no athletics, so better keep those grades up,
Yeah.
men and women.
May not matter to you in high school, but it will
It
matter to you.
will if you're trying to play a sport and you're not
Or if you just
that.
change your mind.
Yes, and if you're not that
And it
D1
teaches good
level.
habits. It teaches good
Yes.
habits.
Yes.
Yeah, so we really shout out to Coach Jay and Coach Schwer over there because it made it feel like home. And we are now excited to go over there. We start welcome week August 22nd, and school officially starts the 27th. I feel like the summer's flown by. Henry, give me a little summary of your summer. Can you
Yeah, I'm not a fan of July.
That's not the summer.
Oh, well, I'm a big fan of June. I feel like June every year goes by really, really slow.
That's good.
And then when you get to July,
It's
it flies
yeah,
as
fourth.
fast as the squirrel up the tree.
Okay, that's a good analogy.
Yes.
What would you say was your what would you say was your favorite moment? Actually, we'll skip back later. This is an improv podcast, so we're just kind of going with the flow, seeing how it works. We'll have more ideas the next podcast with like very good structure, but mostly it's just talking for the first one. What was your favorite moments in senior year, excluding basketball?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Every day was kind of pretty much the same. I loved being in classes, having everybody knows back when they were in high school and they had a friend in a class. It made the class much more worth going to. And there were those classes that you dreaded because you not necessarily didn't have any friends in, but you kind of had to be fake to some others. You would be
Okay.
sitting by Herb and Joelle, and you're sitting there and you're like, dude, you know we're not really friends, right? And you would have to play them off like they were your friends just for that class. And then as soon as that bell rang and you walked out of that
This is
classroom, they
wrong.
would try to talk to you and you're like, dude, I'm only friends in 6 hours. Just to let you know, I'm not like that. I'm friends with everybody, but more you get along
That's
with.
the type of
I'm like,
class. Okay, yeah.
dude, Just let you for the record, I only talk to you 1:30 to 2. This ain't a 24-hour friend gig. It's kind of like a part-time friend.
I'm not sure if that's a thing. You know, you're supposed to be nice to everybody
here, I am nice so. to everybody. I'm not saying I'm rude, but it's like, you know, you have those kids that you talk to only in class.
So acquaintances, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have a couple of those too, yeah. Which that's okay. I'm sure they know that too.
Shout out to the acquaintances.
Yeah, they could get you going through that class. Yeah, there. You ever, I guess I'm going to talk to the viewers here. Do you ever have any, like, friends where you're like, when school comes around, you're friends, and then once school ends, you guys never talk, but then you're like best friends the next year? Like, it's crazy. And what, you know, going to college, it's even more crazy because there's zero, I mean, unless you're going to a school with the same person, say you're going off by yourself. I mean, me and Henry got a couple of, or have a couple of people back from home that are going to Illinois College, but if you're going by yourself, I mean, you may never see any of these high school people again.
Yeah, it's really hard to grasp. I feel like part of it is you've been around the same weirdos
Henry, for the last really?
10 years.
That's
just kidding. Not weirdos. I love my people. Yeah. Shout out Unity High School.
Unity's been great. It's been great.
Our class was actually
we were pretty very
normal.
Good.
We had a really good class.
And yeah.
I didn't say I disliked anyone.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So that's kind of hard to grasp. Let's see. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. Do you have anything here? You got any, good.
I just wanted to reiterate the video games and how sometimes those people in the world, they can, their Xbox might be their best friend.
Yeah, it might be
in a good way.
That may be their friend, and like they may have no other friends, but the Xbox is their friend, and I can see it.
People make fun of video gamers, but dude, when you're playing like some NBA, some Madden, some college,
sometimes boosts your confidence.
It's a good time. You know,
you're playing like,
and really, it is. People like your girlfriends will tell you you're dumb, but it has really brought together some connections.
I would
especially
say,
especially Fortnite back in the day when it was legit.
Yeah.
Now it's just a phony freak show.
I would say the biggest one is our cousin Nick Kessler. He was
shout out Byron.
Yeah, maybe not shout out Byron.
Byron.
We realized he was Kessler playing Clouser. Fortnite one day, and I mean, I'm not trying to say this is a Fortnite podcast because it isn't. We're just bringing up video
not
games.
A Fortnite fan.
And I realized he plays, and we used to hang out with him all the time at our grandma's. Like, he's our cousin, but like once again, it's kind of like the friend thing. You see him. And then when they're away, it's just kind of hard to talk to them. Like, it's just not, it's not the same. So, that really brought us together. And really, we didn't really mess with the mics or any of that. That was just a waste of time. We just went straight to FaceTime. Like, so whenever our friends are trying to get on the mic, I really just like the FaceTime. It's easy. It makes it simpler. And yeah, that was one that brought us together. Is there any other friendships that you made throughout the
I remember I played a random duo one time when I first started season 3, and this guy started talking to me. I was like, dude, where are you from? England. So I was trying, like, I wasn't very good. Like, at the start I thought I was good, but I really wasn't. And it was like 2 a.m. I remember it was by
2 a.m.
Like
Tomato that checks Town. Out. That checks out. That's
like
how we
by
acted.
Tomato Town, that little underground bunker. I remember I was playing with this dude. And he's like, there's a guy on me. And I was like, the Queen Elizabeth, or like a legit guy? Because I didn't like,
yeah.
When you hear a British accent, all you do is think about Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, that is probably
soldiers
true.
Over there, because I'm surprised they don't play Fortnite like their guards over there. They take it so seriously.
Well, Henry, they are protecting a queen, so that would check out. Anyways, to cut off Henry with his, what was his name?
Charlie.
His name was Charlie, and yeah, Henry actually told me about him.
I think he was like
but
six.
He was kind of, yeah, he was pretty young. He was a cool dude. He was pretty good.
I think I and still have him.
I wouldn't say that was a friendship though, because you only played with about four times.
No, I'm gonna say once.
Okay, once.
Sorry, Charlie. Shout out to my boy Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, Charlie.
I think you made chocolate as all. Yeah,
okay, really. All right.
You know he's from England?
Yes, okay.
His name's Charlie.
All right, we're going to thank all the fans.
I think he was trying to find
it. We're going to thank all the fans.
Oh yeah.
And all the viewers out there. We like to thank you for listening to the first podcast. Can you please be quiet? Can you please be quiet?
I'm sorry.
We're going to thank all of the fans out there, the viewers. I know, though, we'll have like only about 2 to 4 viewers maybe the first time, and it might be me and Henry.
Yes,
however,
right.
Thank you to all of them. We'd like to introduce the back alley where stuff gets done and things may be said out of pocket, but it's just the way life goes. And
not everyone's happy at the end of the day.
We'll see you next time. This is Andrew.
And this is Henry.
We'll see you later. Man walks down the street.
I'm a shallow bitch and don't even know a cartoon graveyard. Shout out to this song.
Yeah, Paul Simon, you really did us good. Shout out to Vinny Thomas for showing us this song. So, yeah, once again, we'll see you next time. Here we go. Play it, Paul.